Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, how are you? Welcome to Tuesday night. And we always do a show on manifesting, making things happen, how to create a great, prosperous life, how to connect with your angels, your higher power, however you see that. And so I was really glad to talk about meditation tonight because I think that is such a key to do all of that. And what is meditation? I mean, some people go, is that like the yogis do it? They sit, as you know, up in the mountains, and the sun, moon, and star stuff. Well, I think you can do meditation a lot of different ways, but I think a basic meditation is really powerful. And that's what I want to share with you guys tonight, is how to do a basic meditation, how to start to learn to meditate. And meditation is really calming your, you know, your inner thoughts. You know, those thoughts, did I water the flowers? Is he ever going to call me? Is my husband going to, my wife going to, you know, are my kids going to, my boyfriend going to, you know? I mean, how many times do we say that? I mean, most of us would be extremely wealthy if we had a dollar for every time we ask ourselves something about what was going on with our life. I've got a date. What should I wear? I'm going on a trip. What should I bring? My family's coming for Christmas, you know, and so we're sitting there doing this kind of mental stuff in our head. And to meditate, what you need to do is calm those thoughts down, right? And when you really learn to meditate, one of the things that you're going to be able to do is find, you know, really connect with your higher power, a higher part of yourself, and go from there. Okay, so one of the things that something that I think is really key, and I've taught this to several people that have taken classes with me, and you know, and or do individual sessions with me, is I go, okay, when you meditate, what is meditation? That's listening to your, you know, your higher power, right? And what is prayer? That's asking. So in the morning time, I'll give you my own thing that I do. I take about 2 or 3, sometimes as much as 5 minutes, being grateful for 5 things, 10 things, whatever. If I were just starting, I would start and say, okay, I'm grateful for the life I live. I'm grateful for being able to be healthy and get out of my, you know, and get out of, you know, my way and just appreciate my health. I'm grateful for prosperity that I have, even though you may not have it. But if you say it, you're going to attract it. So in every area, I'm grateful for my husband, I'm grateful for my wife, I'm grateful for my boyfriend, I'm grateful for my kids, I'm grateful for my job. So spend 2 or 3 minutes just being grateful and start with 3 things, maybe 5 things. First thing that you can do that would really, really make a difference. Okay, because the attitude of gratitude attracts things to you and good, positive things. So once you do that, another thing that you can do to learn how to meditate, and it is a form of meditation, is, you know, lay down in your bed, sit up in your bed, sit up in your chair at the kitchen table, but have a place where you meditate always, or practice meditation always. Let me explain why. Because when you have the same place, it brings some really cool energy there, some meditative energy, quiet energy, right? You wouldn't want to go and meditate in your child's room, right? That's the one you put, he or she plays in, maybe, especially if they're young, elementary school age kids, could you imagine? But you want to set aside a place where you can meditate. I think a white candle is always nice because that, it, you know, angels or God or whoever, doesn't, whoever you believe in, doesn't need a white candle. But when you have that ceremonial place that you start with and you light a white candle, you say the things that you're grateful for, it puts you in the frame of mind to meditate, okay, even though you're not doing it yet, right? So that's key right there. And I always ask for Nematona because she helps with ceremonies. She helps with meditation. That is what she does, to come in and bless me, bless the meditation. You know, maybe you have a favorite angel, Archangel Michael. I pray to God. I love God. You know, who doesn't, right? I love God, Jesus, and the angels, and say, hey, thank you for being here. And so, you know, that is something that you do. So there's 3 things here, or 4 things, sorry. Find a place that you feel good about meditating in, you know, because, and do that all the time in that one place. You know, have some sort of ceremony, 5 things or 3 or 5 things that you're grateful for. That's a great way to start. Or that you appreciate. The other thing is that you can also ask for Nematona, who is an ascended master, to come in and bless your place that you're meditating.
And then light a white candle. Okay, call on the what you believe, who you believe in. You know, a friend of mine, she's Buddhist, so she does Buddha, right? And it's all God. Just call it whatever you want. You know, another friend of mine that's Jewish, and so, you know, they say something different. But, you know, Jesus, right? You call on the ascended masters, or, you know, whoever you want to call on, the angels, and do that. Okay, that's the first thing. So what is something else to prepare your brain, to prepare your mind, to prepare yourself to meditate? When you're sitting there in your chair, you know, one of the things that you can do is start physically going through your body. You know, close your eyes and just see your legs or your feet first, and just say, hey, relax. I want my feet to relax. And imagine, you know, in your mind's eye, okay, and if you say, well, I can't see my mind's eye, it's about your intention. Relax your feet, your right foot, and then your left foot, okay, relax both of them, whatever works with you. And then start with your calf, you know, relax your right calf and your left calf, you know, and see that those calf muscles relaxing. I always like closing my eyes. Maybe you don't, and I'm not saying there's any right or way or wrong way, but, you know, go through your body, your thighs, your right thigh, your left thigh, your tummy. This is the only time you can really let your tummy just let it, you know, go. And, you know, and go through your chest and your neck. And, you know, we hold a lot of stress in our shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Relax your lower back. You know, and relax your right arm and your right hand. Relax your left arm and your left hand. Relax your face, you know. So the muscles relaxing in your jaws, in your forehead, you know. I'm going through it really quickly now. But those are some things that you can do. And that's going to get you used to really concentrating on your body and relaxing it. And if I miss anything, just, you know, go through it. And then when you're done, just say, hey, look at your body and in your mind's eye, say, okay, is there any part of me that's not relaxed? And you look at it, or you feel it, or you think about it. And if there is, just say, I want that part of my body to relax now, okay? And so then, you know, you can start there. Start there for 2 or 3 days and close your eyes and visualize each part of your body relaxing. Okay? There's many different things that you can do. And here's another thing that you can do. Okay? And to get used to meditating and to get used to focusing, okay, because it's about focus, right? Not letting that inner mind chatter in. Look around your place where you're meditating. Maybe you're at your kitchen table. Maybe you're in your bedroom. And pick one thing that you focus on, okay? And focus on that one thing for a couple of minutes, maybe 60 seconds. And close your eyes and focus and see it in your mind's eye, that one thing that you're focusing, okay? Now, here's another thing that you can do, too. If that doesn't work, or try that, doesn't feel right, there's different ways to do things. Focus on, go in your room or wherever you're meditating and look around your whole room. See everything, see how many, if say, for instance, you're in your bedroom, see how many bottles of perfume you've got there. If you're a man, what you have there, your cologne, maybe you've got some decorative thing on your nightstand table if you're in your room. But really absorb all that and focus on how many things you have in your room, your bedroom, or in your kitchen, how many things that you can see. And focus on that for about 60 seconds. Look around the whole room, or maybe 2 minutes. It doesn't matter. I would start with 60 seconds first. And then close your eyes and see your room and see how many things that you can label and put back there in their place, okay, in your mind's eye. Close your eyes after you've concentrated for 60 seconds, trying to remember everything that you looked and focused on, and see if you can put it back into place in your mind's eye. All right, I would pick a room that doesn't have a lot of stuff, right? Can you imagine? I have a friend of mine. When she started this, she had like a junk room. And I was like, you did not meditate in that. It was her sewing room, right? So she had all these things that she was, she designed things. And now she does quite well, actually, and makes clothes and for people and getting pretty well known to North Carolina. But anyway, long story short, she goes, that didn't work for me, Therese. She goes, I had to find somewhere else. And you may find outside. Outside is good, right? You know, but it can be, the weather can be iffy sometimes. But what I'm saying to you guys is when you're starting to practice and you do the gratitude, you do, you know, Nematona if you choose, or you do a higher part of yourself if you choose, or you do God, Jesus, the angels, or a specific angel, then you can start there. And then what you do is you can start with picking one thing in your, you know, let's say that you have a beautiful glass, whatever, glass something with something in it, or you just have a beautiful glass decorative thing, and you can just focus on that, see how many lines are in it, how is it smooth or whatever, and then see, you know, if you can recreate it in your mind's eye. I like this one better for myself, is that I go into a room when I started, and I teach this in my, when I taught Reiki and other classes, I look around and I pick something, I see if I can absorb everything, you know, what's on the walls, what's on the, you know, on the table, what's on the counters or whatever, and see if I can put it all back in my mind's eye when I'm recreating the room in there with my eyes closed, of course. It teaches you to focus. And meditation is about focusing, okay, too, as well. you may have some soft, easy listening music in the background. I personally don't like that unless I'm doing a guided meditation, but you can try it all, okay, and see what works for you, okay? And let me tell you, meditation is good because it helps in every area of your life. And I'm going to give you a little story because stories are much stronger than logic. I have a friend of mine that met her guy, and they're, you know, they're spending Christmas together and living together and getting married and all those things. And what she did was she meditated with Archangel Shamuel and Michael every morning, okay, to retreat, you know, to meet the guy. I have another friend of mine that meets in meditation. She meets her guy on the astral plane. And now, did she start out like that? No. But she started to learn to train her mind to do that. How did she train her mind? She trained her mind by focusing, by gratitude, by having a place that she, you know, that she meditates in, okay? And so that's what she does. And so, you know, she's met her guy there, and she works with the angels as well as a higher part of herself, okay? And that I always ask for the causal plane because that's where the highest vibrational beings, God, excuse me, I got the hiccups, I'm so sorry, God, and, you know, however you view God, a higher part of yourself that's connected to God is. And so if this is a third dimension, that's probably like the 100th, right? And so, you know, she, that's what she does. So she, you know, that's a story right there for you to relate to. So, you know, who works with you? And you can figure out that by some of the shows that we've had about angels. There's books out there. You can research it online who, you know, who you want to work with. Archangel Shamuel, Angus are great for working, you know, working with soulmate relationships, okay, or twin flame, twin soul. So who do you want to work with? That's your choice. Who do I work with? So I'm going to share this with you. I always ask for God, Jesus, the archangels, all the angels, my guardian angels, my soul family on the other side, all the light beings that are working with me. And, gosh, did I miss anybody? you know, all the ascended masters that, to work with me, Jesus, as I said, and God, and the whole causal plane. And then once I call on them, and sometimes I do prayers with some of my clients and their friends too as well, and that's who we call on. And so I'll say a prayer, this is what I like to create, or this is what I like to have too as well. And then I, you know, I do a guided meditation. Let me give you another one. There is, in Victoria, you guys remember her from last week, right? She does the gift of prophecy and was talking about what the ascension really means and her, you know, the prophetic vision she had about it. And so I really believe that we're, you know, I want to change my DNA so that I can erase the, I'm going to say this like this. I believe when we don't age that we, and we concentrate on working with our DNA, that we can eliminate, let's say if our family's predisposed to having heart problems or diabetes or epilepsy or high cholesterol, whatever, that we can change the DNA so that is not part of our soul memory, our cellular memory. So, you know, I've been working on my sugar stuff, and one of the things in meditation is that I have a meditation about DNA, changing my DNA so I'm extremely healthy. And, you know, Victoria healed herself of Lyme's disease. And we were watching things about the DNA and how powerful that is. So she's done it. I'm doing it. I'm not 100% there, but most of the time I'm there every day unless I get stressed. So I want to work with my DNA to change it, okay, so that I can stay healthy, really healthy without sugar issues, okay? So I have a meditation that I use. It's a guided meditation that tells me, you know, guides me through the DNA, what I want my body to look like, and that kind of thing. You know, Victoria's done the same thing before, as well as other people that I know. So you don't have to start by being sick or trying to heal something. You can just start with, you know, if you want to do that, by you know, doing the things that we talked about. Okay, so that's one thing with Victoria, another friend of mine, with, you know, being strong and exercising and running. That's what I did, is I really worked on having the best DNA possible when I was running, you know, the 15K and the marathon and all the things that, you know, the 5K. Is I want to be the best runner possible, as we all want to be, do the best, right? So that's something that you can do. You can do it for love, romantic love, having a great relationship with yourself. And I told you who I use. I use, or who I call on, which is all of them, right? And nothing better than having them all. You know what I mean? And then let's say prosperity. So you're looking to create great prosperity for yourself and your household. Well, Jesus and God are, you know, there, and Jesus performs great miracles. You guys read about him in the Bible. Lakshmi is there, too, as well. She's, an ascended master of prosperity. Ganesh helps remove the blocks and obstacles. And I have a friend of mine that really used Ganesh to help him move the obstacles, and also another one that helped her. And one of them got the job of his dreams, and the other one sold her business, okay? And it took about 30 days. To do, because, you know, they hadn't meditated, and I'm remembering this incorrectly. It took them about 90 days to do each one of them because they worked on different things with meditation and learned how to focus and doing some of the things that I'm giving you, like, you know, Nematona, the white candle, a place to meditate, and learning how to focus. Okay, so those are a couple of stories for you, you know what I mean? My friend with the love interest in the, you know, creating great love, she worked on it about a year, but also that included her working on releasing her ex, you know what I mean? Because there's nothing like having a threesome in a relationship that includes your ex, right? You guys know I'm being facetious and I'm making fun, but you don't want your girl to bring her ex. You don't want to bring your ex, for instance, okay? So, you know, meditation can help you resolve those feelings of anger or hurt. So you can have great love, okay, and attract that, okay? So those are a couple of things that you can do. So what I'm going to do now is, focusing on your breathing is real key too as well. So I'll take you through a meditation, a couple minutes here, where you're just focusing on your breathing. Because when you focus on your breathing, relaxing your body and then focus on your breathing, then that's teaching you to focus too. Okay, so I thought I'd end the show like that, and I'll close with a couple of announcements. But if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Okay, so if you're not driving, you're sitting somewhere comfortable. If you're downloading it later or you're listening to it now, find somewhere comfortable where you won't be interrupted. And let's say a prayer to, if you guys are cool with that. So I'm going to just say it, and you can say it with me or add to it if you want. Or if you've got another idea, Facebook me and send me a message on Facebook. But we're going to start now. So, guys, dear God, dear angels, dear ascended masters, and all those on the cosmic plane, and all the light beings that work with us, and our soul families on the other side that are there supporting us too. We have a lot of support and a higher part of ourselves, okay? Thank you for being here with us tonight. And thank you for helping us meditate and or learn how to meditate or take it to a whole new level. And we appreciate you for guiding us and being a part of our meditation. And thank you for giving these people, whoever's listening now, or these souls that are going to listen later, thank you for listening and knowing what's on their heart before they even ask it. So if you guys are closing your eyes and praying with me, just say to you what you'd like to create, whether it's love, prosperity in every area, like a great life choice, a great Christmas, health. Say that now, and you can be as specific as you want. And so I'm going to give you guys a second or two to say that and ask for your specific angels, or just say, I like them all like Tree likes, or I like them all like Victoria likes, or Donna, whoever you guys relate to. And so thank you, angels and God and ascended masters and all of you guys for being here with us tonight. And we sing amen, and so it is. And if you don't, you can finish up and do it right now. Maybe you guys want to have a great Christmas. Maybe you want better health, or maybe you're dealing with some health issue that you want some help with. Maybe you've got a love issue you want help with. So put that in. All right, and so it is, as I said. Okay, amen. So if this is your first time meditating, make sure you're in a comfortable place, okay? So what I want you guys to do is we're going to start closing your eyes and breathing in and out. Breathe in through your nose. Release it through your mouth. In through your nose and release it through your mouth. And let's look at our feet in our mind's eye, not actually look at them if you don't mind. And see your right foot. Maybe you're laying on the bed. Maybe you're sitting in a chair. And see your right foot and your left foot. Maybe you have shoes on. Maybe you're barefoot. And just see that foot, both feet relaxing. Just totally relaxing. And feel it wiggle your toes and just feel the energy going out through your toes, the top of your feet, the bottom of your feet, going into the earth, however you see that. But your both feet are relaxed. Okay? Now, what I want you to do is you're breathing in and out, right? Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Remember? Okay? Now, see your right calf muscle and your left calf muscle just relaxing. See the energy just flowing out of each of those bottom of your legs, feeling heavy. Now what I want you to do is think about your right thigh and your left thigh, just seeing all those energy just traveling down through your legs, wherever you see it, and out through your feet, and both of those legs totally relax, your right leg and your left leg. Okay, and you may feel the covers on the top of your feet. You may feel your shoes there. You may just feel your feet really heavy and your legs the same way. And that's a good thing. Now, what I want you to do is think about your hips. Are you sitting down? Are you laying down? And just feel those hips relaxing, totally relaxing. Okay? You can feel them sinking deeper in your mattress if you're laying there or in your chair or on your sofa. Wherever you are, feel those hips just totally relaxing. Now, what I want you to do in your mind's eye is see your tummy totally relaxed. As I said, this is the one time that it can be relaxed. Okay? And remember, breathing in and out. If you ever lose your place, you can always go back to breathing and concentrate on breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Remember? All right, and now your chest. We hold a lot of stress in our chest. So see your chest muscles just totally relaxing. You may want to take a deep breath. Let it out. We hold a lot of stress in our chest, in our, you know, everywhere in our body a lot of times. So this is a way that you can release that stress of the day. And you know what? When you're breathing in and out and releasing it, it's a way to make yourself youthful, more youthful. Believe it or not, breathing exercise like this. So what I want you to do, too, is now look at your shoulders. Okay, your right shoulder and your left shoulder. Okay. See those shoulders relaxing. Sofa, sitting on the sofa. You're going in the sofa deeper. You don't, you know, where you're just totally relaxed and you're leaning back maybe on against the sofa. You may want to raise your shoulders up and down. Make sure they're relaxed. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is think about your right arm and your left arm. And your right hand and your left hand. I see the energy just traveling from the top of your shoulders down through both of your arms, your right arm, through your fingertips. Okay, so your right hand and arm feels relaxed. Now do the same thing with your left one. Your left arm feels totally relaxed because it's starting from the top of your shoulder and going down through both arms, or through your left arm, and the energy is going out through your fingertips. Okay. Now look at your face. Well, feel your face, actually. But you're just totally relaxed at the bottom of your face, you know, where your jaws are, and your mouth is. Just totally relax that. Close, just feel your eyes totally relaxing. Your face is just relaxed. Your forehead's relaxed. Now, what I want you to do is if there's any part of your body that's not relaxed, look and feel that or see that in your mind's eye and just command that part of your body to relax. Okay? Do that now. Now what I want you to do is focus on your breathing now. And if you ever lose your place, you can always go back to breathing. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on your breathing and thank your angels, God, your higher power, whatever you call your higher power, Jesus, all the ascended masters, the causal plane, okay? All the light beings on the other side and your soul family. If you feel comfortable with that, call on God. Whatever you feel comfortable with, or just call on your angels. Or if you have a specific one, you can just call on that one. And ask them to come and thank them for being here. Do that now. Remember your prayer request. Ask them if they have any thoughts or messages you want to know. Maybe it's prosperity, maybe it's a life choice, maybe it's a love question. Ask that now. Maybe it's a health question. Ask it now. Are you doing that? Are you getting the response back? And it's okay if you don't. And it's okay if you're not totally comfortable with this. It takes practice, remember. That if they have a message for you and you're open to receiving it, let them know that you're open to talk to them in dreams and ask to remember the message that they give you. Do that now. Thank them for coming. Do that now. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And we just did our first meditation. Excuse me, you guys. So thank you. I hope that helped you a little bit. I really rushed it because I got a lot of stuff going on here. So you can download it obviously later. Or if you have any suggestions, then email me at Tari@angelcoaches.org. Or Facebook me at facebook.com/angelcoaches. Our next show is Thursday night, and it's at 8 o'clock, and we've got a special speaker on. It's all about Christmas. Remember, I was going to talk about Christmas miracles, you know, and holiday magic, holiday miracles. So we've got some cool stuff to chat about on Thursday, so you don't want to miss it. And one other thing, I'm being told to share this with you. Rose quartz is also a great way to meditate, or to prepare yourself, your physical and spiritual and your emotional body to meditate. Get some rose quartz and put that under your pillow. You don't have to have a big piece of rose quartz, just a small one, and that would be great. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about that another day. And you guys, I hope you enjoyed the meditation. It was quick, and so sorry about that. But anyway, and I hope you got something out of it. And if you have any questions, then please let me know. I'm writing articles, for an international magazine, so I'm going to post one on online dating. Have you guys ever done that? It's got some great stories. I would love to hear them. And if you, if you've got some advice that would help others, you know, because we all want to meet the perfect girl, guy, perfect mate, and for us. So just let me know if you've got something there. So I'm going to put that on the Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. It is funny because every story that I've gotten there has been a client of mine now or in the past, and they have given me some amazing things. So a lot of experience, a lot of joy went in writing those articles. But the folks that I got to talk to were really open and honest, and there's nothing, and that was so cool. So as I said, we'll see you on Thursday at 8 p.m., and you guys have a great now. And let me know if you have anything to share, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.